So as I told you the other day, I want to speak about tshuva to understand how are we going to be able to do tshuva. The Rambam says you need to do tshuva for all one's aveiros and for midas. How is it realistic to say that we're going to do tshuva for all these, for all our aveiros? Hare lamaisa, tshuva from the yesoidus of tshuva, we'll have to learn a bit more about it soon, is aziva and changing. And is it realistic to assume that we're not going to have any more aveiros after this Yom Kippur? So if the answer is no, that's not realistic. So then how are we going to do tshuva? We have to do tshuva for all our aveiros and for midas and everything else. So how are we going to do tshuva? What does it mean? So the answer is by most people, they don't do tshuva. what do people do on the Maisa or on Yom Kippur? So you do the vidui, and one of the viduyim in Al Chait is for vidui peh. The Hainu, just for vidui, which you just said vidui, you didn't mean it. So that's a. It could be that by a lot of people, what they're doing on Yom Kippur, gufa is an avera and needs tshuva. So let's. The Torah is we should find a mahalach that we could be mekayim this mitzvah lebaisa. So b'toyras hakdama. There is in the Yalkut in Tehillim, it's Remez Tovshin Beis, a very interesting medrash. It goes on the pasuk Toy v'yashar Hashem al kein. Yoyrech atoy vador. The Rebbeinu Shalom is toy v'yashar. Yashar is straight. Yashar always means logical, seichel. Because seichel is straight, is logical. Toiv means good. Michoik atoyv is lehetiv, is chesed. Lav davke chesed has to be logical. So lechayra, there's a stira here. Rebellion is toiv v'yashar, and therefore he shows yoyre chatoim badorech. He shows the chatoim the way to go. So that lechayra is what the medrash is coming to answer. It's a very interesting medrash. The medrash says like this: Shalu lechochma, choyte ma'odshu. So they ask the musig of chochma, what's going to be with the choyte? Omalim. Chatoim tirdevra, a choytein should suffer the consequences of his actions. Every chet produces tuma, every chet produces bad koiches, bimela that turns into yisuri. So, bas did a chet, will suffer the consequences. Shalu li nevuah, choytei ma'od shoy. So they ask nevuah, what's nevuah say? Omalei, Nefesh HaChotas Tomus. Now, what's it mean, Shalu LeChochman? We're going to see this, and then there's Shalu LeTaira. There are three Mahalchim. It's not literal, right? There are three Mahalchim, three ways of looking at things. One is through Chochman, Poshut Chochman. And that is Poshut Seichel. So, Alpi Chochman, Alpi Poshut Seichel, what should be with a Choyte? Chet produces tuma. It should suffer. There's another way of looking at the world, and that is through nevuah. The Novi sees the ruchnius of the world. The Novi is not. It's not chochma. You need to be a Talmid Chochma to be a Novi. But then he goes and sees all the ruchnius of the world. So what does nevuah, that mahalach, say about the choyte? the Nevuah sees the Kilkul Gadol in the Olam HaSoelyonim and what it does against the Shechina v'chule. So Alpi Nevuah says, Achoytei should die. Has no schus kiyum. And then there's a third level, Shalu LaTorah. So Torah is a different Mahalach. It's not pure Seichel. That's Shalu LaChochma. Shalu LaTorah. Torah has a lot of mitzvahs. Torah tells us. Now, Torah tells us that certain Averas, you bring a korban. So Shalu LaTorah. So Torah already has a tikkun for the chayte. Chochmah and Nevuah has no tikkun for the chayte. Torah has a tikkun, but it's a very small tikkun. Why? Because who can bring a korban? You only bring a korban for a shoygeg, and the chatos you bring for a shoygeg in kares. Oshom you bring for a few other averas. But amazing, no korban for amazing. So if a person is amazing, Chil Shabbos, what's the Torah say? Also Yomus. So, and then says the Medrash, Shalu LaKadosh Baruch Hu, Choytei Ma'odshu, Omalo, Yaseh Tshuva V'yiskapeloi. Kadosh Baruch Hu says you do tshuva. And he'll get kapara. Hadov tichsiv toiv veyosher Hashem al kein yorech hatoiv badorech. So tshuva, when you tell me tshuva comes out of toiv and yosher, dahainu, tshuva is a tremendous toiva, a chesed, but it's also there is a mahalach. It's also yosher, but it's a combination of both. What is this mensch actually telling us? The Medrash is telling us that tshuva is a massive chiddush. And al pi pure seichel, al pi the seichel of a novi, and even al pi the way Torah works itself, obviously tshuva is in Torah, but the mahalach of giving mitzvahs and korbanos and everything, there's no room for tshuva. Tshuva is a massive chiddush. Why is tshuva a massive chiddush? Well, first of all, a person does an Avera, so there's on it, Oynish for Avera. So why shouldn't he suffer the Avera, the Oynish? What can fix up that? What can change it? He did the Avera. The Mesidus Yesharim says it like this, making it more extreme. A person killed someone. So he does all the tshuva in the world. Is he going to come alive again? No. Can a rotzeach do tshuva? Yes, a rotzeach has to do tshuva. If he was a rotzeach amazed with Eidim v'Asra, so then he needs the misa. But if he does tshuva when he comes to Olam Haba, then they won't mention that avera. So how's tshuva work? Tshuva's a pele. And if saying about Ritzicha makes it extreme. But you have to understand, every Aveira is a kilkul. So let's say a person speaks Lashon Hara. That's a kilkul in the world. He caused the kilkul. How are you going to change it? The person was Mechalal Shabbos, so I'll give you an extreme Toitzah of Chilul Shabbos. The Gemara says, if Klal Yisrael would have kept, all of Klal Yisrael would have kept two Shabboses, the Gula would have come. They kept the first Shabbos, and the second Shabbos already, Tzlovchot was Michal Shabbos. And since then, nobody, obviously, Klal Yisrael has never kept two Shabboses completely. So, if we do Tshuva, the Gula going to come? Last week, with Michal Shabbos, so now it does Tshuva, so now it's Kilu, he kept Shabbos? No. So how does Tshuva work? Tshuva is a plea at Tshuva. That's what the Medrash is saying, that only the Rebbeinu Shloim could be Mechadish Tshuva. Al pi the Poshut Svara, Tshuva doesn't make sense. Rabbeinu Yoyla later on says that there are three Yesodos of Tshuva. Some people call it four, some people say three. Rabbeinu Yoyla says three. Tshuva is made up of aziva, stop doing the avera, charata, regret for doing the avera, and vidu. So let's look at these three things very quickly. Some people put in Kabbalah as to be mekabel afterwards. Rabbi Yoyla, we'll see if Yitz Hashem there. The Kabbalah is really part of Aziva. But I'll call upon him. Let's have a look. A person was mekabel Shabbos last week. So does that mean he doesn't have to keep Shabbos this week? Of course he has to keep Shabbos this week. So that's not that's not a chiddush. The aziva is not a chiddush. A person always speaks lashon hara. No, so therefore he can carry on speaking lashon hara. The same lo seilech rochel that it said when the first time he spoke lashon hara is the same lo seilech rochel the 100th time he spoke lashon hara. So aziva is not a chiddush. Is charata a chiddush? Well, he should be happy. That's a virus. If a person realizes what an avera is, how can he be happy? He's obviously going to regret that he did the avera. We don't have charata so easily. We have to work on it. We'll talk about it in the Hemshech. But why don't we have charata? Because we don't realize how bad averas are. If we would realize how bad averas are, then we definitely have charata. If a person... when do some people have charata? Where they do something which is not a real avera, but the fee, they're heregel, they think it's an avera. The marshal, a guy forgets, he puts a light on Shabbos. It's a terrible thing, it's chil Shabbos. Enochadam, it's chil Shabbos, but otherwise he was misasik. He forgot there was Shabbos. He went in the room, he always puts on the light when he goes on the room, and he forgot there was Shabbos, he puts on the room. Did he mean to put on the light? And he feels so bad. But when you say Lashon Hara, which is, yeah, an Avera, and Klor, he knows it's an Avera, Mechula, oh, he doesn't feel bad. When he schmoozes during Seder in the middle of Limud Torah, he doesn't feel bad. Bittul Torah, Gewalt, I spent 3 minutes during Seder saying things which was not part of the Limud. He doesn't feel bad. You do certain averes, which is hergel, not to do it. Kilos. Now, if a person would manage to do something which is aware of that it's an avera, he wouldn't regret it. He wish I didn't do that, right? So charata, if one has a hakara of the avera, so charata is not a chiddush. So. The Rambam, Lefi Zeh, you can understand, a very interesting, the beginning of the Rambam, Hilchos Tshuva. The Rambam starts, Kol mitzvah shebetorah, bein esse, bein lois esse, im ova odom al achas mehen, bein bezodoy, bein bishkoga. If a person does any avera, Esse lois esse bemezit beshoigeg keshe yase tshuva veyoshu michetoi chayev nisvados nifnei hokel baruchu shenema isho isho ki yasu mikol chatos visvadu es chatos meshe osu zeu vidu itvar. That's what the Rambam say. Rambam says a person does an avera keshe yase tshuva. He doesn't say he's chayev to do tshuva. Kesher yase tshuva, what's he chayev? Lizvados, the haidu. What's the chiddush of tshuva? The chiddush of tshuva is, like we said, not aziva, that's not a chiddush, and not charata. So a person did an avera, so of course he should stop doing the avera. Kesher yase tshuva. And he should feel bad about the avera, of course he should. So what's the chiddush? Where's the Torah being mechadesh? Torah is not being with the. According to the Rambam, there's no mitzvah essay to do tshuva. But what is their mitzvah essay? Vidui. Now, we have to understand also, it's going to take a few weeks till we get there, what's the point of doing vidui, right? You come to Hashem and say chotosi, and the Rebbeinu says, I know. I remember, I saw you doing the Aveira. So what are you telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chatasi for? So okay, we'll have to understand. But that is, according to the Rambam, that's the Chiddush of Tshuva. Now the Maharal says, let's take an example. The guy said Lashon Hara. The Torah says he mustn't say Lashon Hara. Lo say Lech Rochel. He didn't care. He said Lashon Hara. But what's it going to help if the Torah will tell me, you have to do tshuva? I didn't listen when he told me not to say Lashon Hara, so now you tell me to do tshuva. He's not listening to the Torah. How's he going to help to have a mitzvah essay to do tshuva? It's not going to help. So the Rambam's saying, no, it's not going to help. You have to come to that yourself. You have to come to realize that you've got to stop doing the averus. Kusha yase tshuva. So the Torah is mechadesh vidui. But there's no point in telling you to do tshuva. I told you to stop saying to not say lashon hara. You didn't listen, so I'm telling you to do tshuva. Masha ein kein. Interesting. That Rabbeinu Yoino and Shari Tshuva learns there is a mitzvah essay to do tshuva. In the Shara Aleph, in the Ois Aleph, he says at the beginning, Minatoimus asher heitiv Hashem Yisbarach imruav ki heichid lohem aderech lalus mitoim pchas maaseim velonus vipach pisheim. Lots and lots of diukim here, but I'm not going to go into all the diukim. So as a Pekitzer, he says, from the Toimus that Hashem gave in the Bria, was that he made a derech to pick yourself up out of the mess of averus, lachsoich nafsho b'nei shachas ulhoshe be'eloim apoi, and to not have to go to Gehinnom and to stop Hashem's anger. All this in Minat Tovus, the Rosh Hashanah prepared a mahalich, v'libdom v'hizhirom loshuv eilom k'shiyechtu loy. And he says, the Rabbi Shalom was mazir. He taught us, and he was mazir us to do tshuva. And later on he says, where does he say that you have to do tshuva? Says the Pasuk says, v'shavta ad Hashem lekecho, v'shomata bekoilo. That's the mitzvah essay of tshuva. Shavta ad Hashem lekecho. So one second, how's Rabbi Yehuda going to deal with all the answers, all the questions we asked? Anyway, he has to stop doing the Aveira. If he doesn't listen to what the Torah said before, why is he going to listen now to this? What's the, that he has to do Aziva and Harota, this portion? And he's not coming as the Ismadu, the Chiddush of Vidui. So what's the answer? The answer is, there's a machlokes here. What does the word tshuva mean? The Rambam is very clear in a few places. For the Rambam, tshuva. So, what does the word tshuva mean? Literally, tshuva means from Lashon shav. What does shav mean? Shav could mean to turn round. You're going along. Going along a path, make a U-turn, turn round. That's shuv, la'ashiv, la'ashuv. You're going round. Or shov could mean to come back to, like we say, b'sechazeno einenu b'shuvcha letzio berachamim. What does that mean? That we should see when Hashem comes back to Zion. It doesn't mean Hashem's going to turn round. It's coming back. So what does tshuva mean? So according to the Rambam, it says very, very clearly, and I just read it to you, I'll say it again. Kol mitzvah shebetorim, ben esem, ben lois esem, im oma odom, alachas mehem, ben besondem, ben mishkoga, kishe yase tshuva, ve'yoshuv mechetoi. So what does the Rambam learn that tshuva means? Doing a U-turn. But he stops doing his Aveira. So okay, that you don't need a Chiddush. That's poshut. that you have to stop doing it. You have to come to that realization yourself. And the Chiddush won't help, because anyway, we told you, Lo Selich Rachel. But the Rabbeinu Yoyna learns that the word tshuva means to come back to Hashem. And that's what he says over here. V'limdav v'izhirom, l'shuv eilav keshe yechtulai. Come back to Hashem. So that is already a much broader definition of tshuva. Chet is a mechitza between us and Hashem. Chet takes us away from Hashem. And the chiddush of tshuva, according to the way the Rabbeinu Yonah is saying, the word tshuva means to come back to Hashem. And that's what the pasuk is that he's using. V'shavta ad Hashem elokecha. Come back to Hashem after chet. The Baral's kasha. If he didn't listen to Lo Selech Rachel, how's he going to listen to v'shavta ad Hashem elokecha? La'anius da'iti, there's an interesting Ramban in about Birchus Hamazon. The pasuk says about Birchus Hamazon, v'chalto, v'savato, v'veirachto es Hashem elokecha. Says, you'll eat, you'll be satiated, and what does v'ochalto mean? V'ochalto means, and you will bless Hashem. It doesn't say, t'vorech es Hashem. It's not Loshon Tzivu. The Ramban says that quite a few mitzvahs come in this Loshon tomorrow night. Mitzvah Hashem will have the Vat, will be the Oitzer, Bez Hashem, so 9:30. So we'll see, explain to you the mitzvah of Avos Hashem. How does it come? It doesn't say Ehoivos Hashem. It says, Shema Yisrael, listen to what I'm telling you. And you will love Hashem. And we'll explain it a bit more what that means. I'll tell you right now, you're going to say Kriya Shema tonight and tomorrow morning. If you say V'ohavto es Hashem, you're saying something stupid. Because there's a big difference between V'ohavto and V'ohavto. V'ohavto means, is Lashon Ovar, you loved Hashem. V'ohavto means, and you will love Hashem. So if you say, Shai Yisrael Hashem, Elikei Hashem Echa, V'ohavto es Hashem Elikecha, you're saying something stupid. And you loved Hashem. Did you? Maybe you did, maybe you didn't. Well, V'ohavto, that's how you have to say it, then you will love Hashem. But it doesn't say, Ehoi Bis Hashem, so then Mitz Hashem tomorrow will explain why. But the Ramban says that mitzvahs which come like that, prevents him, what's he saying? You'll eat and you'll be satiated. Ubi Mela, you'll come, you should be Mevarech Hashem. You ate, you're full up, you had a very good meal, so Poshet Midas is Mechayev you to be Mevarech Hashem. Thank Hashem for what you had. And you will thank Hashem. And you will. It's a mitzvah essay. But I don't have to tell you, listen, thank Hashem. Poshet Midas Toivus is mechayev you to thank Hashem. Over here, what's the lashon of the mitzvah essay, the Rabbeinu Yonah's mitzvah essay of tshuva? Veshavto ad Hashem elekecha. Not shuv el Hashem elekecha. You will come back to Hashem. So it's a similar idea. That Enochanami, I can't tell you, I can't be mechayev you because you're not listening. You didn't listen to Lo Selech Rachel. But I'm telling you, use your seichel, and if you did do averas, so come back to Hashem. You will come back to Hashem if you'll realize. You put it in the whole context, and it's obvious. You'll see that you do all averas, and you will come back to Hashem. The Maisa, the Rabbah also says that in Perek Zayin, he says, "Gedoylo tshuva shebekareves yisahodom nishchina." So tshuva here, it doesn't just mean aziva. Tshuva brings a person back to Hashem. So in the Rambam also learns that tshuva is bringing you close to Hashem. But the technical term of tshuva, l'fi the Rambam, is aziva, and therefore the Rambam will tell us the mitzvah which the Torah is mechadish is vidui, and the Rabbeinu Yonah, the technical term of tshuva is kirva el Hashem, chazara el Hashem, or bimela, that we can have a posuk which tells us to come back to Hashem. And that's a chidush lemaisa, a very big chidush, because you may well say, listen, he did averus, he was misrachi from Hashem, so he's lost, he's finished. No, says the Torah, and that's what the Rabbeinu Yonah says, min ha-toivus, the Rabbeinu Shlomo was mechadish this way of coming back to Hashem. And it's a tremendous toiva. And that's what the Rabbeinu Yonah says, that comes out of the toiv v'yoshar Hashem. I just want to finish with this interesting Rambam. It's all about Tov Yosher Hashem. So in Perik Vav, Halacha Hey, the Rambam says the pshat, what is the pshat in this pasuk? He's a different pshat. A very interesting pshat. Mahu zeh she'omad David Tov Yosher Hashem al kein yorech ha'toiv b'adorech yadrech ha'novi v'goyme. What does it mean the Rambam Shem is Tov Yosher and he shows the chatoim the way? Ze shesholach nevim lohem bodim darkei Hashem umasir noisom b'tshuva. It is that Hashem sent us nevim to warn us and tell us to do tshuva. Ve'oid shenosad b'im koyach lilmoid ulahovin. And the toivus Hashem, the yosha Hashem, is that He gave us the koyach to learn and to understand the Torah of tshuva. There's tremendous Torah about tshuva. We said on the other night, there's Torah about everything. There's Torah about Avos Hashem, Torah about Yiras Hashem. There's tremendous Torah on tshuva. Zog the Rambam, shemida zu bekol odom. Every person has this midah. Shekol zman shu nimshach bedarkei hachochma v'atzedek, mis'av elohem v'roidif hoysom. People have a natural tema, the way the Rebbe Shem created us, that if a person learn something and goes into a sugya deeply, then he has a natural cheshek to be mekayim misav Elohim v'roideh v'yisom, that he wants to be mekayim. If you learn a sugya and you learn it la'alocha l'maisa and you learn it well and you go into it a lot, then you will have a natural desire to be mekayim what you learned. Rabbi Sol Zalanta says, in Or Yisrael, if a person's nichshal in Gezel, what's the first tshuva you should do? Learn Hilchus Gezel. He says, Be'il Rav, and then you will be Mela, have a bigger cheshik to be careful in Gezel. Any avera which a person's really nichshal in tremendously, so this is an etzah, to learn the sugya, Be'il, says Rabbeinu Yonah, then you'll have a natural Hemshech, a natural Meshicha to be Mekai. So the Rambam says that the fact that Rabbi Hashem gave us a Torah of Tshuva and enabled us to learn it from Lahovin, that is the Toiv Yosha Hashem, the Oid, the Hu Masha Omer Razal Ba Letayim Messiah Noisai. That's what we spoke about on Wednesday. All the time, he says, goes on this, that the Rebbeinu Shalom gave us the opportunity, the possibility to learn a sugya, and Bimela gave us the teva that pulls us to be Mekayim. What does it mean, Messiah? Kloima, Yim Tzatzma Nezar Al Adov. You learn a sugya, you'll feel an internal pull to be Mekayim. So hopefully, with these vadim, we're going to give a missal halacha lemaisa in the hemshich, how to do all these, to tshuva halacha lemaisa. If nothing else, Rabbi Yisai, hopefully you'll have a bit more cheshik for this mitzvah and to be mekayim it with a cheshik, and we should, all of us, should have siyata dishmaya to actually be mekayim tshuva. If it's Hashem, we'll see how we get over this problem. Are we going to be able to do tshuva for everything? B'chule, b'chule, it's Hashem, the Hemshech Yovel. Okay.